April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Eagles should win. Like, the Eagles should be the favorite is my point.
So, excuse me. What's interesting is, if you look back to last year where they where they played each other, and the Eagles lost that game. I think it was
a close game. It was like 17-11, 17-12, yeah, 19-11, something like that.
I think is
like
what
that.
It was. But what's
it
interesting
was
is...
It was definitely like not more. It wasn't eight, but either
it wasn't
way.
It. Okay. If you look back to that game, what's interesting is, remember, that was the game where the Reagor touchdown got called back. Mm-hmm. And I think they had another one called back, too.
Was that the one where they had two? Because I know they had one.
There was
game
a Carolina game where they had two. So it was during that stretch, though, where they were getting touchdowns called back all the
sure.
time.
Guys, seven out of bounds.
And what's interesting is when you look, the Eagles roster is so much different. And the Niners roster, not that different. I mean, they have McCaffrey now, but they had Debo, they had Kittle, they had Jimmy G, and you can debate at, you know, if it's much of a difference between Jimmy G and Purdy. And it is interesting. You hear the things about Jimmy G could be ready. I would be floored if they played him.
Oh, no way. Maybe he's backup or something. There's no way they're taking Purdy out. There's 0% chance.
I agree. But if you want to, like, kind of, you know, talk yourself into the Eagles having the coaching matchup, you could argue the Eagles outcoached the Niners that day when you consider the Niners had the more talented roster. And the Eagles, again, the coach's fault slash player's fault for the called back touchdowns, but they were right in that. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, think about this. In different corners, I'm pretty sure. Jalen Reagor beat these corners deep for a touchdown.
Unbelievable.
Right? So, or I shouldn't say these corners. He beat this defense mm-hmm. deep for a touchdown. So, I think that's an encouraging sign. Kittle didn't have a great game that day. Debo had like 90 yards on six catches, but 40 of them was on one catch. So, you know, I think that the coaching matchup all year, when we talked about the Niners, we would probably sit here and go, man, Kyle Shanahan and D'Amico Ryans, that's got to be one of the best coaching staffs in the league. I even thought against Dallas, and, you know, maybe you were... shot back and
I
up
saw
the,
So I got to like I kept the headphones in my ear so I could listen while I was shot back and stuff. But
that is a benefit of streaming.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
One but, of the few. But it was not.
Right.
I was not locked in on the game the way I should have.
Well, but he made a lot of, I thought, questionable calls. You know, like punting. I think he punted from his own 38.
Yeah, I saw a few of those.
There was like a weird field goal situation. Yeah. Like, so I actually think Sirianni in game, and we talked about this on the last pod with that 538. Like study they did, that Sirianni's added in-game decisions more value to his team than any other. Shanahan in-game.
Well, Shanahan still has the worst in-game coaching experience in the history of football. I mean, like, he was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons in the 28-3 game.
Like, and then, like, last year against Dallas, they won that game. But I remember, like, he didn't do some great things there.
Shanahan has some very, very, very notable coaching moments in the negative.
So I actually think, you know, Monday through Saturday, you can look and go, maybe Shanahan and D'Amico Ryans have the advantage. And I definitely want to talk about Gannon and D'Amico. Mm-hmm. But throughout the week, maybe they have the advantage. I think on Sunday, this coaching staff, the Eagles coaching staff, is the better game day coaching staff than the Niners.
I love it. I'm with you. All right. And we obviously will spend the whole week getting into this match of digging in as, you know, the NFC Championship game in Philly. It is a... pretty thrilling. Quickly.
I have some more stats and things.
Okay, so throw some
stats. We don't have to rush through them.
Well, I was just going to ask about the Bengals and the Chiefs, but let's do that at the very end. So throw me a few stats things.
So I think the absolute, without question, like, no disputing it fact. I can't think of any more superlatives, but let's just say I believe in it. Mm-hmm. Turnovers are the key to this game. 100%. The rosters are really close. And when you look at turnovers, and this is when I tweeted against Seattle that the Eagles will beat the Niners by 10 plus. This year, the 49ers, when they only have one turnover or fewer, so they have zero turnovers or one, they're 4-3. They're an average team when they don't get turnovers, right? When they get more, obviously, they have a better record,
right?
They only
have four losses, so they must be pretty good with that.
Yeah. Right. But so on one hand, yeah. I was like, all right, well, I'm sure every team when they only get one or fewer turnovers isn't that good because it means you're not getting that many turnovers. But you ready for this, James?
Been ready.
The Eagles with Jalen at quarterback are 9-0 when they only get one or fewer turnovers.
Wow.
So when the Eagles—
That is a stat right there.
Thank you, right? It's like, I feel like I'm Ruben Frank up in here. But so when the Eagles get one or fewer turnovers, so basically like their defense isn't giving the ball to offense a ton, 9-0 with Hurts. When the Niners aren't being given extra possessions, they're only 4-3. They're an average team. This team relies on turnovers. And it's one of Jalen Hurts' best qualities. He takes care of the football. So if you tell me the Eagles win the turnover battle on Sunday, they're winning the game. The Niners need extra possessions to score. The Eagles don't. They have a better offense. They don't need extra possessions. And both these offenses are going against good defenses. You know, again, we'll talk about throughout the week, which is better. But the Niners' defense, despite what the public is going to think, is not that much better than the Eagles' defense.
Yeah, I agree with you.
They're not, right?
They're not.
So ultimately, this is going to come down to which quarterback takes care of the ball. And then obviously fumbles from skill players. But if Jalen plays Jalen's game, if he's calm, if he doesn't put the ball in harm's way, the Eagles will win the turnover battle. And I think that's how they win the game. But to bring it back to my like core thing of football, if Jalen outplays Purdy, they'll win the game.
And you
would hope that he would.
Yeah.
You know, unless Jalen just comes out and, you know, completely bombs it in a big spot and Purdy's like the next coming of Brady and we have no idea. But you would think that the Eagles have the big quarterback advantage here, and especially when it comes to turnovers, which the Niners really, really need, it's a massive advantage of this
game.
Yeah,
and Purdy, like, you know, not that we've watched a ton of Brady, but both playoff games, there were opportunities to turn the ball over that teams didn't take advantage of.
Yeah.
And the Eagles have been very good at taking advantage of those opportunities when they come their way.
And they're good at creating them.
Yeah,
they're good at making the quarterback put the ball in harm's way.
Absolutely. And again, in the link, with it being loud, with all that stuff, I do think all that stuff's going to play a role in making it harder for Purdy to do what he's been doing, you know? So, yeah, I think, again, it is funny because, you know, we were hanging in the playoffs. There was, at least from a lot of people, so much, you know, concern and consternation.
Right.
Obviously, it didn't look good and all that. And now, you know, I would be surprised if, and I know there's going to be Eagles fans who think the Niners will win and this and that and all that, but
it's a legitimate game.
And I think Eagles fans should and probably do feel confident going into this game because, again, like, we were reminded that the Eagles were the best team all season, and we saw that team on Saturday night, and it's like, oh, yeah, Lane looks great. Jalen looks great.
Yeah.
Like,
it was a great warm-up game.
Let's freaking go, dude.
Yeah, thanks for the Giants to, you know.
Yeah, they needed the little, you know,
warm-up. It's like when, you know, like in the preseason, like a pro team will scrimmage against, you know,
like
a minor league team to kind of get the—
College team, something like that.
Yeah, you see this in soccer a lot.
Like
a Premier League team will play against a team, a division below, just to get the juices going.
Baseball, spring training, they'll play against like Florida Atlantic.
Right, 100%. Right, so that's kind of what it was.
I think you nailed it. Yeah. I think that's exactly what
The Giants gave them their mojo back. Now, and to your point about Eagles fans, last week I think Eagles fans have picked against the Eagles, were talking themselves into it out of fear. This week, I think it's not fair to look at Eagles fans and go, oh, you're picking against them.
No.
You know, like this is
a legit match. Like, line is under three for a reason. Like, it's a real matchup.
It is. It'll be a good game.
I kind of
wish it was at night. Like, I know right now because you're tired, you're probably not feeling that, but it is kind of lame to think it'll start with the sun up.
So, yeah, from a link feel perspective, I'm kind of bummed about that, too. Now, again, as you just pointed out, very happy to do a pod earlier in the evening rather than later with the way I'm feeling at this particular moment.
Correct.
But I'm with you. I think it would have been a little more fun under the lights and all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you take what you can get.
I
won't complain too much about
it.
All right, you got any other stats, any other Eagle stuff before we talk
about Bills? I actually have a ton, but I think we should save them for another day.
Tomorrow. We'll
today is just a feel it out there.
Get where
I had to get the turnover thing out there.
I'll probably be less tired tomorrow, I would think, you know, so that's good.
Well, hopefully.
I mean, let's also remember Jalen Hurts wasn't even born yet the last time the Dallas Cowboys went to an NFC championship game. I should make sure that's out there. Not even born done yet.
Well, the other thing, you know, and you never want to see injuries, but when Pollard goes down, you're thinking like, man, if they can find a way to squeak through this.
I know.
I mean, then the guy missed, you know, got blocked, but he misses his first extra point. Like, if Dallas could have found a way to squeeze that out, I think there would have been legit, like, blowout potential.
I know.
You know?
That would have been epic.
But the Niners are not going to get blown out. You know, who knows? You don't want to say.
It's a tougher matchup. But you know what? Like we said, the two best teams are squaring off.
But there are some similarities between them and the Vikings in 2017. When you think about, like, the Vikings, their strength was on the defensive side of the ball. I think this offense is better than the Vikings offense. But Case Keenum and Brock Purdy.
Similar-ish, yeah, for
you know,
sure.
Similar. Now, one's a journeyman and one's not. But similar in where, like, you're not worried
about
him.
We don't know what Brock Purdy is. Like, we have no
idea. Yeah,
that's what the, you know?
Yeah,
no idea.
He's probably already made himself a lot of money. Like,
he's
in the league for as long as he wants
to. It is a wild thing that, like, we really don't know. I mean, guys have had, I mean, good starts to careers and falling off. So it is a fascinating thing when you look at it. All right, Bills Bengals, because one of those two teams will, assuming the Eagles can handle business on Sunday.
Chiefs Bengals.
What did I say?
Bills Bengals.
Yeah, excuse me. Bills Bengals we just watched. Chiefs Bengals.
Chiefs Bengals.
You know, Mahomes, the high angle sprain, they're saying he's going to play. What about your thoughts? I mean, and the Bengals just dismantling the Bills. Just like they won 27-10. It could have been 40-10.
You have to wonder if Buffalo is like, maybe we should build that dome. Like, let's be real here. Like, early in the game, he misses Stephon Diggs in the dome. Who knows if he misses
that's
that?
Great.
Like, who would I rather play if I'm the Eagles?
Well, just how you feel about the game, and then sure, you know?
I mean, Mahomes' ankle thing is interesting.
Yeah, because Burrow looks.
And this sounds crazy because I think the logical choice is like you just don't pick to play Mahomes.
Yeah.
It might be you don't pick to play Burrow.
I might be, dude.
Because I think ultimately this Eagles defense matches up better against Mahomes.